Mr. Richard Roper is in the studio, brought to us by Arkadeck.
Hey, Arkadeck
of Chicagoland.com are my people. Yes. Wait, hold on. Hold on, Rich.
Hey, we can't hear Rich.
Hello.
There he is.
Oh, my God. We have movies galore here. John Wick the Third.
Yes. John Wick the Third. That's what I'm going to name my youngest one day.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
A new Johnny Depp movie.
I'm very excited to talk to
all of
you guys about this Johnny Depp movie.
And
it's like 90s matinee idol week with Keanu Reeves and Johnny Depp having movies.
Well, you want to start with John Wick 3 because it's going to be the big winner.
John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum. First of all, for people wondering, why are they calling it Parabellum? Because they just like to do stuff like this. So Parabellum could mean like basically getting ready for war, but it's also a type of gun. So that's, you know, in this case, I think it's more about getting all the guns. So John Wick is the professional assassin who in the first movie was retired and his wife had just died of cancer and left him a beagle puppy. Oh. And then some Russian thugs stole his car and beat him up and killed the puppy. Which is $500 million profit for these movie franchises ever since then, because people couldn't believe they killed John Wick's puppy. So to this day now, so he's in the first movie went out for revenge, and you know, like the Russian thugs kept saying, "It was only a puppy," and every time he says that, everyone cheers from kill. You can't say that it's only a puppy. So then in chapter two, more revenge, and now John Wick chapter three. First of all, he's got a new dog, which is nice to see. It's very good.
Is it a beagle?
No, not a beagle. I don't want to give away too much. And then Halle Berry plays a colleague of his who's also in the assassin game.
Ooh.
And she has two dogs who are the best dogs in the history of movies. What they do to the bad guys is just they're the best stunt dogs. They're twins. They're just fantastic. So the setup again, once now, John Wick, in John Wick 2, he had violated the rules of the killer's code. You know, they have all these kind of a secret society, and he had killed somebody within the sanctum of the special hotel where you can't do that. So now there's a hit worldwide for $14 million on John Wick. So he's on the run trying to survive. So he goes to his old pal, Halle Berry, because he needs her help.
You do realize that I'm management now, right? I'm not service anymore, John, so I don't go around shooting people in the head.
I'm not asking you to kill anyone. I just need you to get me to him.
To who?
Your old boss.
You want to kill Baratta?
I'm not going to kill him. I just need to talk.
What could he possibly give to you?
Guidance.
I made a deal when I agreed to run this hotel, and that deal said that I had to follow the rules of the table. If you're not gonna kill him, he is gonna kill you. And then probably me, too, for walking you up in there.
That's the most dialogue in the whole movie. And they look both of those, by the way, Halle Berry and Keanu Reeves, both in their mid-50s, look exactly like they did in the 90s, right? I mean, they're amazing-looking people. And they're really good together. And then you've got Asia Kate Dillon from The Billions show. She plays Taylor Mason. She's in this. No, she's not related to so we have to refer to Asia Kate Dillon as they in real life because she doesn't like she. I just said she. I'm not supposed to say that. So I'm just going to keep saying Asia Kate Dillon is really good here. So the basic premise here is there's this whole underworld of assassins and hired killers, and they have rules among themselves, and if you break them, now you have to go underground. You're on your own, which is really just an excuse for some of the most amazing and best choreography I've ever seen in fight sequences, whether it's shootouts, martial arts, hand-to-hand stuff. And, you know, Keanu Reeves has been doing that kind of stuff. You know, The Matrix was 20 years ago, so he's always been, you know, playing this guy who wears a black suit and sunglasses and is really good at fighting all of a sudden when he needs to be. I love these franchises. They're like the Bourne franchises without all the amnesia and the kind of, you know, Illuminati. It's just, look, here's the action. Let's go with it. They got a great sense of humor about themselves. So 3.5 stars for John Wick 3, Chapter 3, which, by the way, you can see they're going to keep making these for a long time.
Wow.
Okay, so the thing about Keanu Reeves, he's out promoting this.
Yes.
He's been on a bunch of talk shows.
Yes.
He's fascinating.
Yes,
you know,
he is.
He's become he's a grand old man of Hollywood. He's not Tom Cruise, right? So if you want to just sort of, you know, do that comparison, he's not exactly the biggest star of his generation.
Right, he's not like Brad Pitt or something like that either. Like that sexy leading man.
But he resisted that. He's a guy, you know, when you talk to him, and I've talked to him a few times over the years, he's not at the Harrison Ford level, but he's not an easy interview. And it's not because he's a difficult person. He's just kind of a quiet, you know, introspective guy. He never really embraced, you know, he could, you know, we're going all the way back to Point Break and Bill and Ted. He could have been the biggest star in the world. He turned down a lot of stuff. He just would do things. Even the Matrix movies, people were like, what are these now all about? You know, he's always found things to be interesting. And then he'll go off and do other things. He's very much into all kinds of other lifestyles and exploring stuff and music and just doing his own thing. And one of the things I love about him is he's wearing the suit from John Wick Chapter 3 to all of the premieres and talk shows he's doing. The exact suit. It's not just great. One that looks like it. And I'm like, I don't know if he just walked up and said, can I take one of these for like the movie promotion? And it, you know, it's just that's the kind of stuff he does. The exact same haircut, the exact same hairstyle, but the black suit, the black tie, the black shirt, the black boots from the movie he's wearing in all his promo stuff. So I think he's having a lot of fun. Definitely a huge career resurgence. He's making a lot of money with these.
Yeah.
But then, you know, he'll do four or five of these, and then he'll just disappear again. You won't see, you won't hear from him.
It's right. There are long periods of time when you're just like, oh, okay, maybe he's not really going to do any more movies. He's kind of out of the business, and then boom, he comes back with something big like this. Do you think it could beat Avengers this weekend? Is it getting that?
Yeah, I think this is the fourth week for Avengers Endgame, so I think it's probably around time because I think this will probably do. It's R, you know, it's a hard R. It has, you know, a certain appeal to a certain audience. It's not going to do 50 million. It could do 35, mm-hmm. you know, but it'll do a lot and a lot worldwide.
If Sean Penn and Tom Cruise had a love child, it would be Keanu Reeves. Because he's kind of halfway in between those two.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's got some method. You know, and Keanu Reeves will also be the first to tell you he doesn't have the range of some of the other actors of his generation. He plays a certain type of character. He can be very funny. I mean, look at the Bill and Ted movies. Yeah.
That's range.
And he's coming back with a Bill and Ted,
right? Yeah, that's right. So he's also, I think, at a point to where I think he's enjoying the ride this time around more than he was when he was 25 years old, which happens with a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, there was a lot of crap written about him when he was 25 years old because he was mysterious. Mm-hmm. He came from a show business family, but a behind-the-scenes show business family.
Yeah.
His mom was, I think, a costume designer or something like that.
Yeah, and he's Hawaiian. People would say, is he Asian? Is he Japanese? And then it was like, what are his sexual orientation? Because he's been in relationships but never has been married. And he was one of those early on that say, I'm not going to dignify rumors by denying things like that.
Yeah, right. You know? Good for him.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about, after the break,
okay,
the new Johnny Depp film.
Cannot wait.
You're going to love it. I believe Rome might have done some of the dubbing for Johnny Depp.
I did. They asked, they called me, and they said, hey, Johnny is back in France. He can't do, we do need to do some of the looping here. Can you come in to the studio and do some of his dialogue? Wait till you hear Johnny Depp doing me doing Johnny Depp.
Yep, that's what it is.
In this film. Stand by. Here we go. Kim Gordon, what's coming up at the bottom?
Roe, don't throw away your shot to see Hamilton in Chicago. The date for the final curtain announced today.
All right, here we go. Richard Roper is here. Brought
I might
to us
have
by
something to say.
Architect.
First.
Oh, yeah, you do.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm so sorry. It stuck to another page. So just give me one moment here.
You know,
I need one of those things they have at the post office, those little things you put on your finger.
My daughter's puppy here.
I can't get it.
He has a humping problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Only a problem for other people.
I believe that...
Here, let's try this one.
Yes.
This week, Chicago's Best is the market for food from around the world. Marley and Elliot grab lunch and load up their shopping bags. Chicago's Best Markets is what they're checking out Sunday night at 10 on WGN.
All right, here's what we're checking out. The new Johnny Depp film, Richard Roper. What is it?
It's called The Professor. So Johnny Depp plays a professor at a New England college. He teaches literature, very gifted, but you know what you might expect. Likes the drink, likes the ladies. Mm-hmm. Likes the sound of his own voice, finds out that he has stage 4 cancer and basically has 6 months to live if he neglects to have any treatment, which he decides not to do. He's just going to live out the last 6 months of his life doing things he wants to do. So it's all about the professor, you know, trying to mend some fences, letting people know what he feels about him, but basically being the ass he was even before he found out that he had cancer. So here's a little bit of Johnny Depp as the title character in The Professor.
From here on out, we're going to do things very, very differently. So for those of you who are not even remotely interested in being here, please leave. Just simply walk out the door, and you'll receive an automatic seat. I no longer have time to be wasted, nor do I intend on wasting yours. So, for those of you who receive grades of, say, a C or worse, let's just be proactive. Pack up your and vamos now. Hmm?
He still has that European accent. Is he playing a European professor?
No, he's not.
The problem is that I don't understand who I am at all anymore.
I watched this movie for an hour and 45 minutes and couldn't get Rose voice out of my head.
That's a problem for me, too.
And I feel like Johnny Depp at some point must have heard the broadcast or on the stream and decided, I do talk like that. So now he's doing Rose doing him.
Let us not worry about your futures. If you don't see her, see minors, let's just pack up your crap and get out of here.
That's exactly it. So even when he's not drunk in the scenes here, that was a scene where he's telling us all of his literature students basically, get out of. If you're just trying to get a an English class out of the way as one of your general studies, then get out, I'll give you a C. And he just treats everybody like that. And that's a big problem with the movie where you're supposed to, you should never be rooting for the guy who has cancer to probably die because people would be better off without him in their life. That's a problem with
except in a Johnny Depp movie. You might actually do that.
So he's very enjoyable because even though he's just playing a modern professor, he still pulls out all the tweeds and the bow ties and he's got crazy hairstyle and goatee and all that stuff. But it's kind of an atrocious film because it's really just about him being blunt and mistaking that for charm, and the movie also mistaking that for charm. So the professor, I will switch from stars and give him a D- here.
Oh.
Which would be about 1.5 stars.
And, all I had to do was show up in this film and I would have gotten a C from the original
representative.
I don't know why it is that you would do something like that to me. I've got very little time to live. And quite honestly, I'm still much trying to get over Amber Heard, that shrew.
Oh, gosh. Here we go with the women. Yeah, there's also some things his character says about women here that are not good timing for Johnny Depp.
No.
As a professor, when he says, he basically gives, I don't want to hear about anybody who's a feminist, anybody who, isn't attractive. It's not a good look for
him.
He's
one of those actors I have a hard time now separating from the person in the movie.
And there's also a scene in this movie. Everybody's been talking about the coffee cup in the Game of Thrones a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
In this movie, Johnny Depp starts a toast with a glass of red wine. They switch back to him. It's an empty glass. And then he finishes with a glass of champagne, even though he never moves from where he's standing.
Oh,
there's your continuity right there.
Quite honestly, I could do that trick standing on my head.
All right, we've got Kim Gordon's with the WGN News and then White Sox baseball. Jimmy's